So a good way that you can start practicing these types of OBEs is once you've had a couple of timer-based OBEs, then start switching into using the timerless hypnotic fractionation methods, where you do the method I mentioned before, where you go through the energizer and the pump primer and the selector and the separator visualizations. Do those as well, but also every once in a while, just gamble a little bit and try and do a, or don't try, but actually do a just get up style OBE. Just, you know, have a couple that they're bound to fail. A lot of them will just simply not work out. But every once in a while, you'll have one where it works out. And it'll prove to you how little work an OBE can actually be. Where once you get into that specific mindset where you're not convinced that you're locked into your body, that all you need is to have a little bit of a focus to focus into, and only think about that, and don't think about being locked in. Think about just being able to get up, and then that's it. Just gamble a couple times every once in a while, and see how many of those you can have. It only take, you know, one or two before you. This will help you to step it up a notch, because if people ask, how do I get past the plateau where I might be having one or two or a couple OBEs a week, and that's as far as it gets? Well, one way that you can really speed it up is to just simply jump ahead and go straight to the separator stage way before you think you should be able to.